Hello to everyone tonight.
Hello.
Like I said, it's good to be out in God's house, you know. I'm excited about being here tonight. Had the opportunity to come to the camp meeting there last year, and I really enjoyed it, and enjoyed Brother Enos, and I want to thank Church and Brother Enos for this opportunity, and thank Miss Betty. But I'm Brother Denny Mitchell, missionary to the homeless here in America. This is my wife, Melissa, and my three daughters, Danielle, Emily, and Faith. But I always like to start with my testimony. I'll tell you about the testimony and what God's called us to do, and then we're going to show a video and have them sing a little bit, and then Lord willing, I got a short message. But I wasn't raised in a Christian home, but I had a grandma once in a while when I was a little boy. She used to come by, she'd take us to church. And I remember one night I was in a church service. I was about 10 or 11 years old when my sister come by, and she tapped me on the shoulder, and she said, "Well, brother," she said, "you want to go get saved?" I said, "Well, sure, I'll go get saved, you know." And anyway, I got up out of my seat, and I walked up the aisle that night, and the preacher laid his hands on me. The preacher told me I was saved. Everybody in the church said I was saved. But, you know, I grew up, and I found myself living just like everybody else. I found myself going to the same places everybody else was going, doing the same things everybody else was doing, you know. And I went back to that day, that little 10- or 11-year-old boy walked the aisle. You know, I didn't realize I was lost. I didn't realize I needed Jesus. You know, I got up because my sister wanted me to go. But thank the Lord, at 37 years old, I found myself a lost church member headed to hell. I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. Old-fashioned tent meeting that's having down at Victory Baptist Church there in Bristol. You know, I was a lost church member, and I went down there on a Monday night to get saved. And I thought I would go down there and not have to tell nobody I was lost. It'd be my little secret. I'd go get saved and wouldn't have to tell nobody about it. But I walked in there at night and sat down in that old metal chair, and about 5 minutes later, my pastor come walking in and sat down in front of me. Well, the old devil jumped up on my back, and he said, "You can't get saved now." He said, "Your pastor's here." He said, "You're going to hurt his feelings. You're going to disappoint him." But you know, I couldn't take it anymore. I reached up there and I grabbed my pastor. I said, "Brother Dwayne," I said, "I'm lost on my way to hell." You know what? He jumped up out of his seat and he said, "Praise the Lord." You know, it didn't hurt his feelings, didn't disappoint him, you know. But I've got a spot now that I can go back to where Jesus saved my soul. There was a change that took place. You know, I heard that scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." And you know, today, if we've been born again, there's got to be a spot you can go back to where Jesus saved your soul, where there was an actual change. You know, I believe we got a lot of people, just like I was, sitting in a church pew somewhere, headed to a place called hell. You know, my pastor was a Sunday school superintendent, Central Baptist Church there in Abingdon, Virginia. Missionary came by one night, he got saved. You know, in the last few years, we've seen a lot of church members saved. So today, can you go back to that spot? But I got saved July 30th, 2012. And about 5 months later, right around Christmas 2012, Lord called me to preach. And I went back and I told my church, I announced it to my family, and I went back to church on a Wednesday night. I announced it to the church. My pastor looked at me and said, "Get you a message together." He said, "You're preaching Sunday." And since that time, the Lord started opening doors right away in our ministry. We started having services 4 or 5 nights a week. Started going into the Haven Rest Homeless Mission there in Bristol, Tennessee. Started going to regional jail in Abingdon, Virginia, and several of the area nursing homes. We started seeing souls saved right off the bat. The Lord started working in a mighty way. But I got to praying about what God would have us to do. And I really got a burden for the homeless here in America, and I got to praying about that. And I had a missionary came by our church one night by the name of Kirkendall, and I told him, I said, "The Lord's put a burden on my heart for the homeless in America." Well, he gave me a card of a man called Travis Sharp, a Fun Shelter International in Alabama. And he told me, he said, "Take this card and call this man. He's been doing a homeless ministry in America for about 20 years. Well, I took that card and placed it in my Bible, because I wanted God to show my wife the same vision. I never said a word to her about the homeless ministry. Never said a word to her about the burden God placed on my heart. She called me one day at work. She said, "Denny," she said, "I know what the Lord wants us to do." I said, "You think so?" She said, "The Lord wants us to work for homeless here in America." And then she got to talking, and she'd been on her computer and saw this website. She started talking about this website. I said, "You're talking about Unsheltered International." She said, "That's it." And then she got to talking about this man. I said, "Brother Travis Sharp." And she said, "That's him." I said, "I've had his card in my Bible about 2 months waiting on God to show you." So at that time, I called Brother Travis, and we went down to Augusta, Georgia, and visited a homeless mission down there. He started out of faith. He didn't have no money, didn't have no way to do it, but our Father in Heaven owns it all. And since then, we started working with Unsheltered International in 2014 and 2015. We partnered with Unsheltered International, and we did 2 resource clinics a year, which the video is going to show a little more about those clinics, but it's a place that usually a one-day event where we set up. We have preaching, free food, Bibles, reading glasses, haircuts, medical exams, birth certificates, resumes, clothing. Like I say, 2014 and 15, we did 2 clinics a year. 2016, instead of partnering together, we actually joined, and we became part of the leadership team of Unsheltered International. In 2016, after joining, we had 5 resource clinics. We had one in Bristol, Tennessee, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Toccoa, Georgia, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, and Cincinnati, Ohio. Like I say, these are a one-day event where we have the resources, but our ultimate goal is to show the love of Christ and to see souls saved. We also, a lot of times, work with local churches because people look at a homeless ministry as a local church ministry, and I agree with you, it is. But the thing is, the local church is not doing it. So a lot of times, the local church will call us up, and so we want to start a ministry to the poor and the needy, but we don't know what to do. We'll go into homeless camps. We find people living in the woods, out in under bridges. We go find those people, and we take the Word of God to them. We've worked with a church in Chattanooga to start a ministry where they actually go out now back into the homeless camps, and they take food to the people in the camps and share the gospel with them. We're currently also working with a pastor down in New Orleans. He's planting a church in the New Orleans area, and his focus is on the poor and needy. We've been down, I went down in December and spent some time down under the bridges and out in the streets there in New Orleans. We're going back in April, and he's hoping to plant a church there and have their first service Easter Sunday. So we're going down to that. We're going to have an event for the homeless on Good Friday down there under a bridge where there's about 60, 70 people living. We're going to have a meal. We're going to share the gospel with them, and then we're going to have a meal for the first church service he's going to have and try to feed the homeless and invite them to come to church. So we're looking forward to that. But anyway, like I said, we got a short video here, and our ultimate goal is once we get through our deputation process, we're hoping to plant some Baptist-based homeless missions in the smaller communities throughout America. We live up in the mountains there in Virginia, and if you're homeless in these smaller communities, there's nowhere to go. You know, I do a jail ministry. We've had a lot of boys saved in that regional jail. But when they get out of jail, they've been on drugs. Their family doesn't want them. They have no friends. They have nowhere to turn except back to the streets. So we're hoping to take a few of these boys, house them, teach them about Jesus Christ, because he's the only one that can help them. But we're going to go ahead and show the video, and then I'd like my wife to come up and sing after that, and then Lord willing, we'll get in the message.
Forgotten people.
I surrendered to preach in 2012 under the leadership of Pastor Dwayne Dillard at Beulah Baptist Church in Meadowview, Virginia. I am Denny. This is my wife, Melissa. We have been married for 21 years. The Lord has blessed us with 3 beautiful daughters.
Jesus said to love them all.
This is our oldest daughter, Danielle. This is our next to the oldest daughter, Emily. This is our youngest daughter, Faith.
Sad and lonely.
We have been serving with Baptist Missions to Forgotten Peoples since June 2014. The Lord has burdened our hearts to minister to the homeless, poor and needy in the smaller communities in the United States. Our prayer is to plant homeless missions in the smaller communities. We work with Unsheltered International to do resource clinics. We also do street ministries. We go into homeless camps, minister to people inside the camps, and do different types of outreaches for the homeless, low income. We also do a local jail ministry.
Here are some facts about homelessness. According to the 2015 Annual Homeless Report to Congress by HUD, 564,708 people were homeless on any given night. 69% stayed in residential programs. 31% are unsheltered, sleeping under bridges, on park benches, in cars, or on the streets. A fourth, or 127,787 homeless people, were children under the age of 18. Unsheltered individuals is defined as a homeless person not having responsibility for a child under 18 years old. Unsheltered individuals make up 64% of the homeless population. Unsheltered families is defined as a homeless person responsible for a child or children under the age of 18. Unsheltered families make up 36% of the homeless population.
So often, those who are in the smaller communities do not have a local homeless mission. Therefore, they are forced to sleep under bridges, in the woods, on streets, or in cars.
People, see them everywhere.
And the Lord said unto the servants, Go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Tell him that you want so we go to the highways. None too great and, none and we go to the hedges. Jesus said to love them to share the love of Jesus Christ with the less fortunate. Just like you and me. Jesus the resource clinic is where we set up. We have preaching, we have free food, Bibles, reading glasses, haircuts, medical exams, birth certificates, resumes, clothing, different types of resources, with our ultimate goal being to see souls saved. Sad and lonely, look around. This is my good friend, founder of Sun Shepherd International, Brother Travis Sharp.
Hello, I'm Brother Travis Sharp, the president of Unsheltered International. We're based in Coleman, Alabama. I want to say a word today about Brother Denny and Sister Melissa Mitchell. They are missionaries that are serving God and doing a wonderful, wonderful job. I met Brother Denny and Sister Melissa about 3 years ago, and since that time I've been helping to mentor them in homeless ministry and learning how to reach people that live in the woods and under the bridges. And I gotta tell you, they do a fantastic job. Brother Denny has a fervent calling on his life to win souls to Christ, and he loves people, especially people in the jails and prisons and those who are homeless. Today we're at a resource clinic. Our ministry, Unsheltered International, puts these on in different places in the country. We're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina today. Brother Denny and Sister Melissa and their family is here with us. They come to every one of these events with us. They're now part of our leadership team and just doing a wonderful job serving God. So I want to recommend them to your church. They'll be nothing but a blessing. I hope you can pray for them and support them. We're glad to have them on board with us, serving God with us. They make our team a whole lot better. And I want to give them my vote of confidence and ask you to prayerfully consider them as part of your missions program. Thank you so much.
Forgotten people, see them everywhere. Ask the Lord to help you care. Tell him that you want to share. None too great and none
too small. How can you help us?
Jesus said to
most importantly, pray for us. Prayerfully consider supporting our family as a church or an individual. If you feel led by the Lord to support us monthly, you can. Send your tax-deductible donations to Baptist Missions to Forgotten Peoples, Post Office Box 37043, Jacksonville, Florida 32236. Thank you for your support. We look forward to serving the Lord with you. You will be in our prayers.
Love. stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in the harbor as liberty calls. All have gave some, but some have gave all for me to be blessed.
He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down, the rock where he
Lord for my family. You know, I thank the Lord, got a good wife that loves to serve the Lord, and she stands by my side for almost 22 years now, and I love her and thankful for my children.